BBC, Holby City, starring Edward McLeam as Greg, Harry Dillon as Michael, Paul Bradley as Elliot, and Jimmy Akinbola as Malik. Previously,
I was 14 years old when it started. The man made me think it was okay, but I knew it wasn't.
I've got a work placement offer. It's too good not to take seriously. It's in America.
What about the kids?
They'll come with me, of course.
We're running out of time and the procedure is patient's choice. Do you want me to take this further, Mr. Turner?
Of course he does.
He's had 9 bowel resections. It's going to be fribling in there. You understand that?
I do.
Your decision to perform surgery on this man after 9 resections was risky at best.
Lucy, does your dad hurt you? Does he make you do anything that you don't like?
Please don't tell anyone.
Coercion by Martha Hillier. Mary Claire enters an operating theatre holding a ringing mobile phone.
18 times. Driving us mental.
Answer it then.
Thought it might have been personal.
No secrets between us. Further, Mary Claire?
Hello, this is Greg Douglas's personal secretary speaking. Go on.
Well, it can't be my stalker, because you're in here.
Ah, and it can't be Sahira, because she's seen sense.
Oh, touche.
Hey, don't slam it.
Sorry.
You gonna be like this all day?
Are you?
You know how much I spent on these tickets?
It's for, like, babies.
Well, your mother approved it.
Well, I always say bad things about her.
Oh, come on, we always have a good time in the end.
When I was a kid, maybe.
All right, well, then we'll just enjoy it ironically.
Is this other present better?
Yeah, come on.
How did it go?
I amazed myself with my own brilliance.
Good. Then I shall hand this knife wound to you.
Oh, the police evolved.
Don't tell me. Teenager looked at the kids' trainers for me.
Old guy, 50s, mugged at a cash point.
Well, at least you get to meet a man in uniform.
Excuse me? Lucy rang for you 3 times.
Ooh, Lucy, is it? Must be Kane, by which I mean deluded.
Lucy?
Paramedics arrive with a patient.
Okay, this is Patrick Haynes, found collapsed outside his home, stabbed into the chest. Stable. BP's 120 over 80. ED are saying a tear to the lung. Mr. Douglas. Mr. Douglas.
Okay, let's get him into theatre. I'll be right through.
Okay, guys. No slacking at the back.
Greg makes a call.
Hi, this is Lucy's phone. You know what to do.
Lucy, it's Mr. Douglas from the hospital. You've been trying to call me, only we've got your dad in. Can you call me when you get this message?
A 40-something woman to Malik.
Oh, nice man, bye.
Yeah, sure is.
70% off at designermead.com, am I right?
That's the one.
30 quid.
30.
Love a bargain.
Oh, there he is. Mister, I'm your best friend when something goes wrong.
Please, would you...
What, calm down? Don't tell me to calm down. You've got a cheek.
Malik looks perplexed by the accusation. Jasmine's opening a box in Michael's office.
What's this?
Oh, is that an epic fail?
I need a laptop.
For all that studying you're doing. Download a book, learn something.
It's not even 3G.
Stop being a spoiled brat. All right, well, take a look at this. 2 tickets for Toggle Town on Ice, the musical. Stalls, row E, right next to the ladies' bathroom.
As if. I'm not coming. Too embarrassing.
Oh, come on, don't be like that. I can't take another day off before you fly.
How is that my fault?
Yes.
Sorry. Are you the consultant?
Yeah, but I'm not on duty.
It's just that Mr. Levy asked me to refer something to you.
You're an F1, right?
Afraid not. 4th year.
All right, I'll take a look. You wait here. Give me 5 minutes.
It's fine. It means I win 20 quid off Mom.
You coming?
Yeah, just give me 3 seconds.
Mr. Haynes, BP's zigzagging. They reckon it's a 2-man job.
Okay, call Mr. Hope. Just give me 3 seconds.
Can they do police liaison?
Yeah.
Thank you.
As Mary Clare trots off to speak to some policeman at the end of the corridor, Greg makes a call on his mobile.
Lucy, it's Mr. Douglas. Can you hear me? Lucy?
He stops speaking when he sees a shell-shocked Lucy standing not far away from him.
Gastric pain for 48 hours, nausea, some vomiting, no history of cancer, diabetes or hypertension. BP is slightly raised, hands are clammy.
Clyde, how's the constipation?
It's not that. No, that's been fine since I went nuts for 5 a day.
So you just miss me?
No. I just feel awful, and it's not getting any better.
Fourth year, quick word. Excuse us. What is all this suggesting?
I wouldn't know for sure, but strongly indicative that the patient has a serious case history. Mm.
Or strongly indicative that the patient is a serial time waster.
Oh, I see. I thought there could be a bowel problem.
Oh, no, you're right. There is. He holds it in. He has several issues, hygiene among them, but let's not get into that.
Okay. Sorry, I should have realized.
Book him in for an x-ray. Get him out of here.
Well, how do I book?
I don't know. I have people do it for me. All right, so come on, get out from underneath the desk. You're not 5.
Jasmine's not there, and Michael picks up his wallet.
Yeah.
Has he died?
We've stabilized him.
I called an ambulance.
Do you know how he was injured?
No.
Okay. Do you know what he was injured with?
No. Maybe. Maybe scissors.
Greg nods.
Okay.
What happens now?
No. I'm going to help you, okay? Just wait here. Just wait. Just don't go anywhere, okay?
Are you coming?
On my way.
I listened to you. I did talk to him about it, but...
Leaving Lucy sitting on a chair, Greg steps along the corridor. Chantel to Malik.
Sometimes it hits them later. I'm sure Mr. Griffin will smooth things over for you. Yeah, you don't need another black mark next to your name, do you?
Mrs. Turner wants to make a complaint.
What? A week later? What's that about?
She says she was in shock.
How serious is it?
To be honest, I think she's had a lawyer in her ear.
So what? She wants compensation because her husband died of an incurable chronic illness?
I suggest we sit tight. Can we get patient liaison down here, please? Talk her down.
Whoa, talk her down from what?
It's nothing. She's throwing around the old medical negligence line. As I said, she's probably had legal advice.
Fine, then I'm in the clear. I mean, I warned him of the risks. I took appropriate action. I did my homework, Mr. Griffin.
You know, an apology is never a bad move.
Yeah, if you've actually done what you're accused of. Look, clinically, I'm untouchable. And he was Hanson's patient.
Right. And Hanson will back you up in that, will he?
Of course he will. His name is on the notes, isn't it?
Right. But then I'd say you're in the clear.
In a theatre.
I thought his name rang a bell when I saw his notes. Talk about lightning striking twice in the same family. Dr. Haynes has had a very lucky escape. Here he's holding. Thank you. You know, you might want to mention to the police this entry wound. It's a bit odd. Not made by a knife, I don't think. Our culprit here seems to be a bit more domestic. And this degree of injury, I don't think he would have made it home.
Oh, he definitely did. Lucy found him.
Hmm. Something's not adding up.
Well, he can answer for himself. Are you okay to close up?
Yes, if you wish.
Sasha sees Michael stepping from a lift.
Oh, no. I thought you were off on dad duty.
Nope, I've had to cancel it because she has vanished. It's her new thing, disappearing. She does at least once a week. It's driving us nuts.
Well, she probably hasn't gone far, so...
What's going on here? Hey, fourth year. What are you doing?
I'm setting up the ultrasound.
Oh, let me guess. The x-ray is contaminated.
Oh, no. X-ray showed proximal bowel slightly dilated. So that's why I thought you might want the ultrasound. Is that okay?
All right, good call. Yeah, run the ultrasound. But next time, mention endoscopy. That'll get it running.
Oh, I had a long chat with him to establish if it was a hypochondriac scenario so I could flag the notes accordingly.
Wow, do they teach you to talk like that, or is that a speech defect?
Sorry, just trying to sound professional.
All right, I'm going to give you a word of advice. Never indulge the patient. Never. It only makes him worse.
Lucy's sitting in a room marked high dependency unit when Greg joins her.
He survived. What happened today?
It was my fault. I tried talking to him about it and he said he was sorry, but I got angry.
I really think you should talk to the police. Please.
I can't. They'll put me in a care home and everyone will know my business.
Is there no other family?
We don't speak to them. He's all I have.
What about someone at school?
Elliot and Mary Clare enter the room with two porters who are pushing Patrick on a trolley.
Daddy.
Hello, you.
You must be sick of the sight of this place.
Yes, indeed. Quite a run of poor luck for the Haynes. You saved my life. 5 more minutes on the path, I'd be strawberry jam.
I'm sorry, Daddy.
Mr. Douglas and I operated on Miss Haynes recently.
I gather you've made quite an impression, Mr. Douglas.
I was knocked over.
Lucy's the brave one.
Lucy?
I'm just foolhardy. Confronting a lad half my age. He's got a bread knife. I got halfway up the path and collapsed. Shouted for help.
I thought it was the cash point.
He's obviously got the iPod in. Shout again. Down she finally comes. Saved my life, though, didn't you?
I hoped so.
Everything will be okay. Couple of weeks. Everything will be back on track.
Well, it's all in the hands of our friends in the constabulary now. Mr. Douglas and I will withdraw.
Thank you very much for your kindness.
The girl, you had concerns about her.
Did I? I don't remember.
Mention it to the police.
Absolutely.
Malik's with a patient.
Teen! 9, 9, 10, 11, 12, 11.
The scale is 1 to 10?
Yeah, but this is, like, really painful. Like, I don't think I can even walk.
I'm not getting paralysed, am I?
Well, did you walk here this morning?
Yes, I did, yes.
Then you're not paralysed.
Oh, that's good. I've got this exam tomorrow that I, like, have to pass or I get deported.
Right, that's not ideal.
Yeah, that's like a real bummer. My visa ran out, they might arrest me.
Bummer.
I did get like, you know, 6 or 7 letters warning me, but hey, you know, it's like when you get a bill and you forget to pay it, and next thing you know, there's like a summons and heavy guys turning up at your flat, you know what I mean?
Hmm. Right, I'm going to order a repeat blood urine test. Have you had low urine output?
Thinking about it, yeah.
And you didn't think to go to your doctor?
You know what? It just didn't occur to me.
Right, well, I'm concerned it could be kidney stones.
Oh, well, they're not that bad, are they?
Not normally, but...
Oh, well.
To Chantel.
Bloods, U's and E's, and T upper CT. Query kidney stones.
Okay.
Have pals talked her down?
Mrs. Turner is claiming that you coerced her into the operation using a combination of bullying and emotional blackmail.
I coerced them, only operated because they agreed.
Yes, that's not the line I'd advise with HR and the trust.
Greg's with Lucy.
I'm going to tell him to stop.
Please, he'll kill himself. He is so sorry and he hates himself and I don't want to lose him.
Did he threaten them?
No. I just know he keeps these pills in the downstairs cabinet.
That won't happen. I promise. It's over from this point. It's over.
It's never going to be over.
Supported by his crutch, Greg makes his way along the corridor. Lucy watches through a window as he enters the HDU to speak to Patrick.
I think this has come out. Would you mind? Sorry.
Greg reattaches an IV tube.
We've got our money's worth out of the CT department. You've been quite solicitous with Clan Haynes, especially Lucy. She's been calling you a lot.
I gave her my number.
Was that entirely appropriate?
Because of what we spoke of?
Yeah? Yes. She said you had a connection. Tell me more about that.
She told me.
She told you what?
About the abuse.
Right after you made your own revelation, Yes. She told me. It's all right. Do you think she said those things to please you? To make you feel more comfortable? Make you feel normal?
No. That is not what it was, and you know it.
Pretty girl, handsome young doctor. From her, you can understand it. But from you... Well... Is a sharing of confidences allowed these days?
Get lost with the mind games. I know what you've been doing.
This is imaginative. Why is she so good at art?
If you think people won't believe her, you're wrong.
I understand your fears about being exposed. Tell me, what is your chief concern? Is it that women will think you're homosexual? I believe that is a common anxiety. I would like to help you, Greg.
This won't work. I'm going to the police right now, and they'll...
Ask her, find nothing, and question you. I have nothing to hide, so I have nothing to lose. Coming in, officers.
Mary Claire starts to show two police officers in.
Can we hold off with the interview for a while? I don't think he's quite up to it just yet.
Okay.
Michael joins Sasha and Ella, the fourth-year student who are doing the ultrasound on Clyde.
What do you reckon? Ella here thinks it's gallstones.
No, it's not gallstones. Talk me through this again.
The patient is presenting
not you,
with...
the patient.
Sorry. Stupid of me.
Well, it all started when the dreaded nieces visited. I mean, the proper little germ factory is the pair of them.
Yeah, this is something that's been developing earlier than that.
Not like a tumour.
No, not like a tumour. Let's do an endoscopy, please.
No.
Why?
Well, microbacteria. Infection.
Oh, there's no bacteria here.
That's not physically possible, is it?
Is the sarcasm module in year five?
Sasha follows Michael.
Hey, do you want to take over all of you service on your day off?
No, she's not answering her phone. When she gets like this, she becomes a real madam.
Didn't inherit your chilled out genes, Ben.
Certainly not. She takes after her mother.
Chantel walks up to Malik, who's looking preoccupied and tense.
Miss Gordon, Mrs. Rollins. Malik?
He opens the case notes and sighs.
Are you kidding me?
Not kidney stones.
He heads over to Melissa, the South African patient.
Hi, Miss Gordon. The blood tests have come back and they show that you have inflammation of the gallbladder. The technical name is cholecystitis.
Bummer.
I'm afraid that means quite a long stay in hospital and an operation.
They deport me from hospital.
However, there is a complication.
What?
The urine test has screened positive for pregnancy.
No, not me, mate. You've got the wrong girl. I'm on the pill.
Right. Do you take it every day?
Yeah, religiously. I'm not getting landed with some bubba from some English guy. No offense.
Nonetheless, I'm going to have to ask someone from Guyanese to come and talk to you, okay?
Are you sure about this?
We can ask for another test, but in my experience, the lab are pretty spot on.
Oh, my mom is going to kill me. I can't go back home pregnant. Oh, hey, isn't there this thing which means you can't be deported if you'll be killed at home?
I think that's more with political prisoners.
Oh, man, what do I do?
Look, if you still want to continue the pregnancy, we'll have to monitor you and use surgery as a last option. That'll mean a lot of hospital visits. And if you don't, then we can do your op as soon as we can.
Oh, my God, are you talking to me about abortion? Are you forcing me to have an abortion?
No way. That's not what I'm saying at all.
This is a nightmare. How could I be so disorganized?
Miss Gordon.
I can't go back to the farm with some baby from some English guy I might have met at the Dog and Trumpet.
Look,
can you leave me alone, please? Thank you.
Looking like he's nearing the end of his tether, Malik walks over to the nurse's station and rubs his face with his hand. Mary Claire looks concerned when she sees Greg talking with Lucy.
Ah, Mr. Hope. Greg told the cops that Dr. Haynes wasn't up to speaking.
I'm sure he had his reasons.
For lying? I mean, why not just tell us?
He's not himself, I think.
Is the hero going?
Possibly. I'd say something more. I'll talk to him. Let's keep this between us two for now, okay?
Michael's in his office.
Did she get a taxi?
Yes, Annalise. Well, she took my cash, so...
She'll be at the Raleigh Center. Great. Top what, Michael?
You are the one who told me that she would love the show.
I'll ring Josh's mother.
Who's Josh?
A friend from singing club.
Wait, she's got a boyfriend I don't know about?
He's not a boyfriend. He's just a nerd.
Yes.
It's Mr. Bagley. It's an emergency.
All right, I gotta go, Annalise. Don't worry, she's gonna turn up. All right, what's the emergency?
He's refusing the endoscopy.
Clyde, if you will not agree to cooperate with our investigations, it's very difficult for us to help you. It's a two-way street here.
I know.
I realize that it is intrusive, it is uncomfortable, but it is the only way to ascertain...
It's not that. Listen, it's these cleaning procedures. I'm really not happy. I mean, they're just not comprehensive enough. There's a whole section here about the cleaning of our post-operation.
All right, I tell you what. I will have our student give you the stats on mortality rates due to hospital infections. In the meantime, please, cooperate with our investigations.
Mortality rates?
Ella.
She steps aside with Michael.
How do you get this manual?
She looks a bit sheepish.
I don't want to go to the police. Just stop trying to make me do things. I don't want to do anything, so just stop making me.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm not going to force you to do anything, okay?
Becoming tearful, Lucy steps towards Greg, and he puts his arms around her. Just then, Elliot opens the door.
Mr. Douglas, may I have a word?
Of course. Yes.
They both step outside.
What in God's name is going on?
She's just upset.
Don't lie to me as you have lied to the police. Now, I am assuming that your intentions are good, however misguided. Tell me the truth.
Last week, she told me she had been abused.
By the father?
Yes.
What did you do?
Nothing.
And that escalated to the events of today? Why didn't you go straight to the appropriate authorities?
I was trying to help her.
That much is obvious.
Elliot and Greg go back into the room, where Lucy's now sitting at a table.
Miss Haynes, I would like you to come with me to speak to somebody from social services.
No, thank you.
Mr. Douglas is concerned that you may have been on the receiving end of unwanted attention.
No. No, that's not true.
Might you have said something that implied
No.
So why do you think that Mr. Douglas came to this conclusion?
I don't know.
Lucy.
I don't know.
We're trying to help you.
Maybe because all of the stuff that happened to him when he was a kid. He sees things that aren't there.
So there are no grounds for...
No. I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
Right, I'll get a nurse to sit with you.
Lucy smiles at Elliot, then glances up at Greg as the two men leave the room together.
I'm not making it up.
The most important thing is we take all allegations seriously. I'll ring Hanson. Why would she say that you confided in her?
I don't know.
Survival instinct and batting it back at us?
And there's no truth in it?
Of course not.
Right. You must step away from this case immediately and go home. She needs to talk to a professional.
It won't work. She'll just deny it.
Nevertheless, stay away for both your sakes. That's an instruction and a warning.
This has really got to you, hasn't it? Well, from a nurse's point of view, can I just say that not many people think you're a bully or that you'd push a patient into an operation.
Not many? Thanks.
Oh, and isn't it weird that Mrs. Rowland and Miss Gordon are both pregnant?
As Chantelle walks off, Malik looks from Mrs. Rollins to Melissa, and something seems to dawn on him.
Oh, hey. Any word?
Yeah, I just got a text from her. She's playing softball in Maynard Park.
Well?
Let me get her now.
Hurrying over to Clyde.
Can I get some help over here, please? Okay, his BP is 90 over 60.
Come on, Ellie, get in here. How did you not notice that he was deteriorating?
I wasn't sure. Hello, it's an emergency ward. It's not clear what's an emergency.
All right, stop. Clyde, I need you to calm down. There's clearly an obstruction. Let's get him in the theater. Theater! Watch out! I need you to do something for me. And I need you to show some initiative. And if you mess this up, there will be consequences.
You okay for pain relief?
Yes. Joy of opiates.
I'll get Mr. Douglas to sort your prescription.
Fear not. Enough in the bathroom cabinet to knock out half the city. Tell me about Mr. Douglas.
What do you want to know?
I find him rather curious. But he seems to have made quite an impact on my daughter.
Sasha and Michael are operating on Clyde.
What is wrong with this guy?
Okay, well, if the culprit's not in the stomach or duodenum, small bowel, it must be.
All right, clamps. Scalpel. All right, keep the suction going.
Well, if you all go at 90 miles an hour, I mean...
Well, I want to get out of here. I'm going to force Jasmine to have a good time with me today.
Oh, well, that is really decisive, mature parenting.
Uh-huh. All right, making the incision.
Both men recoil.
Oh, wow. That ain't right.
What is it?
Judging from the stench, Bezoar.
Really? You're kidding.
I have no idea. I've never seen one before.
Well, if you're in doubt, you better ask.
Oh, great. All right, let's page Rick.
You've just read the wrong piece of paper.
What if it's more than that? What if I'm losing it? What if I can't hack it? I mean, look at the signs. First Mrs. Turner, now this. Oh, my last warning, remember? Any more complaints and I'm finished.
You're being way too hard on yourself.
I mean, I can't exactly look the students in the eye and say the first rule is don't mix up the patient's notes, can I?
Mr. Griffin, you need to do the AAU.
Okay. Sorry, Malik. I suggest you keep calm and carry on.
Three strikes and you're out.
There's a reason that's a phrase, you know.
Elliot's on the phone.
Well, look, can you tell Mr. Hanson that I need to see him urgently?
Mary Clear's entered.
Yes.
The patient, Patrick Haynes, has just inferred to me, I'm not sure if I can say this, that Greg, our Greg,
might have developed some sort of inappropriate relationship with his daughter.
Right. Do you think that's true?
No. Greg's a charmer. He's not a pervert.
Right, then there's your answer.
But he gave her his number. Which is bad, isn't it? I mean, could he have thought that she was older or something? Maybe just made a mistake?
I think you're extrapolating too much.
I'm not saying this out of spite. I'm like the last person that would want to see him sacked.
I know. Can you keep this to yourself? Trust that I will deal with it.
Greg's watching Lucy through the window of the room she's waiting in. He glances over at the HDU, where Patrick's being interviewed by the police officers. Looking back at Lucy, he seems to come to a decision and heads into the HDU.
I think he needs a break now, lads. His blood pressure's a bit unstable. Thank you. Thank you.
Too much excitement for one day.
Yeah, well, blatant lying will raise your heartbeat.
Look, I can see you're angry. Have you ever asked yourself the reason why you're so angry? It's because actually deep down, you're not sure it is wrong. You've just been told it is. That would confuse anyone.
Patrick starts gasping for breath.
Okay, guys, we need some help in here, please. Greg, he's hypertensive. Greg. Well, do something.
Okay, he may have another bleed.
Elliot told me you're off the case.
Okay, fetch Miss Nell.
She's in pains.
Heart rate's dropping. Greg.
We need to get him back into theatre, guys. Call Darwin 1.
Mary Claire watches as Greg leaves with the trolley. Michael's removed a strange furry mass.
Have you ever seen anything like that?
Once or twice.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, I've just lost my bizarre virginity.
First one I saw was that young girl who was eating her own heart.
Why on earth would you do that?
Well, you know, young women deal with things in strange ways.
Suspense.
Yeah.
I looked everywhere. I went down to Maynard Park, like you said.
No one's seen anyone matching her description, but I used my initiative. There was some police on Darwin, and I knew how important it was, so I've reported Jasmine missing.
You did what?
No scan, please. Mr. Douglas, go home.
No one else was available.
I am taking over.
Diaphragm is raised. There's a tear in the liver.
I will deal with it. I would like you to go home.
He's in BF.
Terminal paddles, please.
Mr. Douglas, charge.
Charge to 30. Stand clear.
Nothing. Okay, touch him.
Greg looks almost dazed.
Okay, let's go again. I think we should leave him.
Absolutely not. Go again. Go again, Mr. Douglas.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, charge clear, please.
Okay, we have sinus rhythm. Can you call Jack Naylor, please? I need her immediate assistance. Mr. Douglas, leave this theatre.
A shaken Greg stumbles into the corridor, just as Hansen is approaching.
Mr. Douglas?
Miss Gordon? There seems to be, okay. You're not pregnant. The pain is being caused by the kidney stone, which I can sort out today with a relatively non-invasive procedure.
Is this a joke? That's pretty massive. I don't understand.
No, it's not a joke. We double-checked the notes. If you would like to speak to someone...
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, thank you. You have just saved my life. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad that you're pleased.
Yeah, but why did they think I was?
I think there was a small error.
Oh, don't tell me. Some bot in some back room put the wrong dot on the computer. Bloody hell, you think they could do their job right not to put a girl through this?
Look, it was my fault. I mixed up the results. I'm really sorry. I know it must have been hard having to think about...
Abortion? Yeah. Pregnancy, life-threatening illness, and it was like multiple choice.
It must have been difficult.
I'll say I'm an emotional wreck. Hey, do you think I can get, like,
millions of bucks in compensation.
I can point to people who can advise you on that, yeah.
Man, I'm kidding. Look, I can get out of here pronto. I'm made up.
No, look, thank you for being so understanding.
Oh, hey, you want to make it up to me? Test me on this.
Malik, the boss just called. You're meeting with Mrs. Turner and the management's in 15.
Someone has logged an anonymous concern about you on the hospital intranet. The concern so serious that it necessitated immediate action.
Okay.
It alleges that you had an inappropriate relationship with a pediatric patient.
It's not true.
Well, it goes into some details to substantiate the claims, for example...
I know what they are.
So, what have you got to say to me so that I can file it as malicious gossip?
I was trying to help her. It's not me, it's her dad. He's been abusing her. She's denying it. I told Mr. Hope, have you not spoken to him?
No, not yet, no. Putting that aside for a moment, are you aware that if there's even a scrap of truth in these allegations against
you... The facts are these. I gave her my phone number and told her to do something about the abuse. She stabbed him. The police don't know that yet. You should also know that I hesitated when it came to reviving him.
Even though this casts your motivations in an entirely different light, I still need an extremely strong reason not to sack you on the spot. Can you give that to me?
Greg stares at Hansen for a long moment. Then he picks up his crutch, stands, and steps out the door. Hansen presses a button on his speakerphone.
Can you get Mr. Hope for me, please?
Sasha gives Ella a sympathetic smile as Michael walks towards her.
Thanks for that. Now the cops think that I'm, I don't know, some kind of serial killer.
So sorry.
All right, just go talk to the patient, find out if he's been eating his own hair.
Sorry?
Yeah, exactly what I just said. Go, do it. Annalise, hey. No, don't panic. My student called the cops. I got a text from Jasmine. She's fine. Yeah, she was just playing softball in the park, so it's all fine. Okay. I'll call you later. Bye. Yes, I'm going to pick her up.
Rick to Jasmine.
Well, hello.
Sorry, can I just finish this? Hi.
Hi. You know, there's a search party out looking for you. Aren't you a little old to be playing hide and seek?
We really miss you, you know. We really thought you cared about us.
I do care. So does your dad.
Then why doesn't he buy me what I need?
Because money can't show love.
Mum says money's the love of his life. If he cared about us, he wouldn't let us be poor, would he?
You're not poor.
I am. I don't even have a laptop.
Rick picks up a phone and dials Michael's number.
Yeah, Rick, look, I can't talk right now. I gotta go find Jasmine before some teen punk gets his hands on her. Is that her laughing in the background? Huh. She's with you, huh? No, you know what? You tell her to come find me.
Malik standing at the nurse's station, putting some paperwork in his shoulder bag, when he's approached by Serena, the 40-something woman.
Mr. Malik. Serena Campbell, the new GS consultant. Has Mr. Hansen not sent an email?
Well, I'm sitting in on this meeting with you. Shall we?
Whoa, wait a minute. I didn't even know we had a new GS consultant.
Oh. Contractual nightmare. It was touch and go with HR until I finally got them to see sense this morning. Anywho, he's asked me to sub for him on this. Got an issue with drains or something. Talk about hit the ground running. Don't speak until spoken to. Okay?
Patrick's being wheeled back into HDU by a team that includes Elliot and Mary Claire.
He's asked for his daughter. Can you find her, but keep her away from HDU? Thank you.
Come into my office. Greg, come to my office.
You know it wasn't my fault he died. You know I...
I know Steve signed the do not resuscitate. It was just... very clinical.
How would you have liked it to have been?
I don't know. You were so cold. You know, it's not acceptable.
Okay. Mr. Malik.
In these situations, what's missing is a honest apology.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm sorry it is on silent, but I've got to get this. Yeah. Oh, okay, I see. A patient crashing in room 5.
What patient?
The woman. Sorry.
Malik grabs his stethoscope and leaves the room with Serena.
Mr. Malik.
What about the patient?
There is no patient. Never apologize. Unless you personally have a trust fund large enough to bail out Iceland, which, given our mutual love of discounted designer goods, I take not to be the case.
I just thought I should show some remorse.
If you're going to wuss out, let me do the talking. Got it?
Greg stepping into Elliot's office.
I've just spoken to Hansen. Tell him the truth. The whole truth.
I did.
Or tell me. It goes no further.
Elliot looks impatient as Greg stares into space, unable to meet his eyes. Finally, Greg takes a seat. He's obviously struggling with something, but eventually manages to get the words out.
His name was Jim Logan. He was our football coach when I was 14. Happened after practice on Wednesdays.
I am so sorry.
Greg continues to stare into space, and Elliot sits down next to him. He thinks for a moment before speaking.
Listen. The sky has not caved in. The world is still turning.
What happens now?
Nothing. It's entirely in your control. Do you understand that? You are in control.
Serena.
I know this is painful, but can I just run through a few final details? We'll need them for the trust.
Yes.
It says here your husband used cannabis for the pain.
Yes, that's right.
Was he a regular drug user?
Well, that makes it sound bad.
I'm just looking at things that might get picked up on.
He just smoked occasionally for the pain. Why is this relevant?
Oh, it's not. It's just these things seem to get picked up on, and I want you to be prepared. I'm afraid the process with the trust isn't as touchy-feely as it is with us, because of reputations at stake, etc., and possible financial penalties.
I don't want the money. That was never the point.
I know. But if you want to take this further, it will be raised.
What an apology.
Well, we can't do that, I'm afraid. It's not allowed. It makes us liable.
That's just horrible.
I agree. And much as we want to offer a sincere and heartfelt regret, and I know Mr. Malik does, as things stand, it's just not in our interest to do so.
If I withdraw the complaint officially, will he make an apology?
Absolutely. If you're sure that's what you truly want, of course that can be arranged.
That's all that I want. It's just... I'll drop everything. I just want to see a tiny little spark of humanity.
Mr. Malik, over to you.
Sasha to Michael.
Oh, hey, any news?
She was with Rick, still is.
Do you want to hold the fort while you take her home?
No, if I go running after her all freaked out, she's just going to do it again. She's looking for an emotional reaction.
Oh, and heaven forbid that a child should ever see emotion from her parent.
Next, you're going to have me buying a laptop for her as an apology. Oh, what do I have here? Cheap tickets to Toggle Town and Ice the Musical.
I've already seen it. I took Daniel. It's not bad, actually. It's quite fun.
Mr. Spence?
Yeah, shoot.
If theoretically a patient ate 15 to 20 pieces of fruit a day...
Excess fruit? That caused the bazaar?
Maybe.
Jeez, I told him to eat as much fruit as he can.
Well, then he did exactly as he was told.
Yes, it's a very good thing you did. Brownie point, you just earned yourself a reprieve.
Well, I know you thought the long chat I had with him was indulgent.
Don't push it, Ella.
Yes, I know. I bought this on myself.
Well, that's a little harsh. I would just say you're being a bit excessive. But Ella will be very happy to talk you through the extensive patient nutritional guidance manual, which you will find in my office.
I probably shouldn't have banned the nieces, should I? Poor little brat. I have to grovel now, isn't I?
Well, you know, I do have two tickets to Toggle Town and Ice the Musical. You could...
not likely. I mean, they're not five.
Fair point.
What exactly does she use the laptop for?
Skype her friends mostly, the same one she sees all day at school, just like her mother. Yep, yeah.
How do you know?
Well, because every time I try to call her, she's got three friends on the go.
So, without it, she wouldn't be able to contact you?
Well, not with her mother hogging the line all the time like she did.
So is it really an indulgence or a necessity?
I don't know how you do it, maybe.
It's not that bad. Okay. It's terrible, but it's also not that bad. If I can do it, you can.
I can't say it. I feel sick saying it.
Just let them say it. I'm not in the right places.
You have a life. I'll be left with nothing. I'm a child.
No one's going to abandon you. I promise.
You've made something of yourself. You've survived. You have a career, don't you? And a flat and friends. You have friends, don't you? A girlfriend, even. You're not a screw-up.
I've not had a life. Not a proper one. I've never been close to people.
I don't want to be close to anyone.
You might want to be someday.
No. I won't. All that stuff just makes me feel sick. I don't want this in my life forever.
It will be. I'm sorry, it will be. But if you tell someone now, it ends. You're in control. Please don't leave it as late as I did.
Patrick opens his eyes and looks up to see Hansen calmly standing by his bed, looking down at him. Patrick removes the oxygen mask he's wearing.
Where's Lucy?
Dr. Haynes, I'm Henrik Hansen, Director of Surgery. I'm afraid I have some extremely shocking news for you. News so serious, in fact, that it was deemed appropriate for me to deliver it in person. We've become aware, Dr. Haynes, that one of our senior CT surgeons might have been engaged in an inappropriate relationship with your daughter.
Mary Claire enters the room Greg and Lucy are sitting in.
Lucy. Will you come with me? I'd like you to talk to a really lovely lady police officer. I won't leave your side, okay? I promise. I won't leave your side unless you ask me to.
Lucy nods. she manages a weak smile for Greg. Then she gets to her feet. Mary Claire puts a reassuring hand on her shoulder, and they walk out together. Patrick to Hansen.
What if he denies it?
The WPCs are well trained.
She might, though.
Given her age and the seriousness of the crime. Yes, I'm sorry, I know this must be very painful for you to hear. It seems likely that your daughter will have to undergo a forensic examination. Now, she will, of course, be accompanied at all times by the best people to minimize... Oh.
Okay.
It is very difficult, I know. And no one wants to compound her suffering. But hard evidence will make this entire process less painful. In the long run.
Hansen stares down at Patrick unblinkingly, and Patrick looks away.
I want a lawyer right now.
Jasmine.
Make two pieces of that.
Forget it. Cancel that. Take a look at that.
A laptop.
Is it secondhand?
Yes, it is. And I had to pay over the odds because I had to bully a med student into selling it to me.
Do I have to give that back?
Nah, you can keep it.
You didn't even fight her properly. You were quite reasonable for you.
Hey, it's not going to be that long. And, I didn't fight her because I wouldn't win.
No one's won. I've lost everything.
You haven't lost me.
It felt like I did. I went missing and you didn't even look for me.
Well, I'm sorry.
I could have been kidnapped. I just want my mom and dad to care about me.
We do.
Together. At the same time, in the same place. I hate this.
Yeah. It sucks. But you gotta remember something. I'm your father. And I'm always here for you. You never forget that. You understand?
Does this have Skype on it?
Hansen to Greg.
The accusation was clearly fabrication, the incident in theatre. A little harder to explain without a full investigation.
It'll all come out.
Perhaps the best option would be to resign and look for another job.
Great. It's the perfect time to throw myself into the jobs market.
Well, a few phone calls from me and a reference overestimating your ability will probably help.
He nods at Greg. And leaves. It's dark outside as Michael and Lucy walk to his car.
So are we gonna go see the show?
Nah, that show's for kids. What else you wanna do?
Can we go get a burger then?
Your mom will flip out. Let's do it.
Malik and Serena are watching Mrs. Turner as she walks off down a corridor.
A bit close to the wire, wasn't it?
Exam conditions. Brings out my best work.
I meant, weren't we a bit harsh?
Oh, harsh but fair, I say. It's what I get paid for. At least when they finally send the blooming contract. Well, I'll be seeing you. Love a bargain. Love it.
She heads off with a smile. Mary Claire and Greg encounter each other in a corridor.
How's it going?
It's gonna be a long road, I think, but she's getting there. Oh, sorry.
Oh, God, no worry, don't be. No worry.
You really off?
Yeah, I thought I'd head back to Ireland. Seemed like a good idea, what with the economy.
Well, take it a goodbye kiss then.
He leans in and kisses her on the cheek. A wistful expression passes over her face as he does so. Then she smiles at him.
I'm sorry if I ever...
Oh, no. You're forgiven. Tell your mum we should find you the right girl.
Will do.
She nods at him, and Greg turns and walks away. Mary Claire watches as he enters a lift and turns to look at her. He gives her a last smile. Then the doors close, and Mary Claire looks sad.
Okay, I'm on it. Right, let's get us straight to theatre. Mary Claire, we need you.
Mary Claire goes back to work.